Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hello, I'm here, everybody. I'm not going to say hey, hey, hey again. Hey, hey, hey.
And you did.
I did it anyway. I can't help it.
It's just a habit.
Yep.
And I don't think we're going to break it.
I don't think it's breakable.
Yeah.
It's just natural. When you say, I'm here with Pastor Adam, I want to go, hey, hey. So yeah. That's what we're going to do. Anyway, I am here with Steph. That's what we just got across on the podcast. I'm here with Steph as well.
Yes, and we are back. It's episode 199, and it's our series 13 Thankful Meditations, Help Pursuing Gratitude. Yep. So this is what, 11?
Yeah, number 11 in the series. And it's episode, crazy. You said it again, let's
episode
stop.
199.
Episode 199. This is our last episode before 200.
What?
The last episode of the 100s, which is crazy to me. I was just telling somebody this the other day. I was like, it's kind of nuts that... And I think I commented to you about it on something, on the post.
Yes, right? You did.
I was like, it's hard to believe we have done 200 episodes.
Yeah.
Right? It's hard to believe. Like, that is over 4 years worth over 4 years worth of podcasting since we've been doing this. Right? Because we started this in the middle of COVID, I believe, or right at the beginning of COVID or something like that. So we're talking about 4 years now, over 4 years, 4.5 years, and it's like 10,000 minutes that we have put out there into the podcast world of us talking. And you've been with me hosting now for a ton.
I was actually looking at it the other day.
Well, it's been at least, so we got this random board in front of us that we used to use that we write up stuff on, and we haven't wrote on that board since episode 132 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And that was me and you, because that was the mental health series way back then. That was 60, 70 episodes ago.
Yeah.
So you've been doing the podcast with me, I want to say.
70 or 80.
About half of it.
Yeah.
Right? Been almost about half of it at least.
That's weird to me to think.
Yeah.
But yeah.
A ton of episodes, ton of stuff. We've covered so many topics, and this is the last one before we hit our 200. So... next week on the podcast, on our 200th episode, we're going to have a blooper reel for you, and also we're doing a big giveaway. And so Steph and I tried to figure out what to do as a giveaway. I think on our 100th episode, Chloe and I, a long time ago, gave away like some Spotify memberships and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, y'all did that.
And so me and Steph got to talking about this, and we were like, what if we gave away all these books we reference all the time? In one, like, one big old book giveaway. So we pick one person, and we're going to give them, like, I don't know how many is on the list. It's like 10, maybe more than 10.
I think.
I mean, it's a bunch.
It was a bunch, yeah.
It's a bunch of books that we have referenced on the podcast over and over again. A big chunk of them came out of an episode we did which was right before you, mm-hmm. That I did with Pastor Matt, our Caswell campus pastor. He was got a guest hosting, and we did where it was questions from or advice from a veteran pastor to a rookie pastor, or questions from a rookie pastor to a veteran pastor.
Gosh, it was a forever
And one of the questions he asked me was, what books have you read that changed your life? You know, outside of the Bible, obviously. And so I gave him this whole list. So I think all of those are on this list. And then we have several that that you suggested along the way. As we've been talking,
I think there might have been several, but the main one was the Unoffendable.
Yeah, Unoffendable. And then the other one, one of them I think Matt might have suggested.
Yeah, because I won't me.
Because it won't me either. When I saw that book come in, because we ordered all these, I was like, I don't remember this one. And then I was like, I don't think Steph did this one. I think Matt might have suggested it too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got one on there, Unoffendable. I think there's a second one on there from you. I'm going to pull up the list real quick while we're sitting here talking, because it's stupid for me to sit here and not say what they are. So let me just pull it up real fast if I can. If I can get to it out here and where we're at right now with no signal. Hold on.
Yeah, when will we choose by? What day will we choose by?
So we should pick it. We will pick the winner sometime the week of that 200 episode coming out before it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So after it comes out. So I would say that the 200th episode is going to drop two Wednesdays from now? Not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, yeah. Right? This coming Wednesday, this is the episode you're listening to right now. That's coming out. And so then when you listen to this one, the 200th is going to come out a week later. And I would say sometime after the episode drops before 201, right? If that makes any sense.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes any sense. So here's a list of books. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There is 10. All right. And then it's Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Probably my all-time favorite book outside of the Bible. Life-changing book. Viktor Frankl was a Holocaust survivor. It is a tremendous book.
I need to get that
book.
And
it's not really about his Holocaust experience. It's really about this idea of the resiliency of the human spirit, mm-hmm. and how you can find meaning, that a human being can find meaning and purpose in life no matter what is going on in the circumstances you live. It is phenomenal. Older book, phenomenal. In the Name of Jesus by Henry Nouwen. It's a really, really cool one. It's probably Henry Nouwen's shortest book. I really like that one. The Problem of Pain and the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis.
So good.
The Problem of Pain is the best book I have ever read for answering the question that we all ask as humans. If God's real and God's good, why do bad things happen to people, right? That's the premise of that. And then you've got the Screwtape Letters, which is phenomenal, gives you an insight into spiritual warfare. It's mm-hmm. like written from the perspective of the devil and his minions writing letters back and forth. It's so good. The Path of Loneliness by Elizabeth Elliot, terrific. Boundaries, we talk about all the time, by Henry Cloud. Unoffendable by Brant Hanston, that's the one that you suggested.
Yeah.
Praying Like Monks, Living Like Fools, Tyler Statton. That's the one, I think, from Matt.
Yeah, I think that was Matt.
Survive or Thrive from Jimmy Dodd. That's one of my favorite books. I give that book out at least once a month when I'm doing pastoral counseling. And what's funny is it's written for pastors, but it applies to everybody. I've never given it to a pastor, but I've given it to like 50 people over the course of several years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, hold on, my phone locked out, is There Is a Crack in Your Armor by Perry Stone. I don't remember how that one got suggested.
That's not me.
Me neither. So I don't know who suggested that one. Somebody that was on the podcast with us suggested that
Someone.
One. So
whoever you are, thank you.
All of those are going to be given away. Here's all you got to do. You migrate yourself to our Instagram or our Facebook and like it, share it, and comment and let us know you've done that. Just put the word done, right? If you really can't comment on the Instagram ones like you can on Facebook ones. But whatever. Do that, and we're going to pick one person that we're going to give all of these books to that one person, right? This is a big giveaway because that's probably $250 worth of books. The cheapest ones I can buy, $250 worth of them, and then we got to ship them to you. So keep listening for that. Go to our social media stuff, the Messy Walk Podcast, and find it on Instagram, find it on Facebook, and please help us get the word out about the podcast by sharing this giveaway. That's all. And then we'll be glad to send somebody a package of a ton of books.
I'm excited for whoever wins it.
A ton of books. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
We're life-changing.
Yeah, it's cool. We'll take some pictures of them and throw them up so you can see that we're actually sending them to you and they're not photocopies because we're cheap. They're actually real books. And the podcast makes zero money. So we're going into red when we send these books out. But we're excited to be able to do that to celebrate 200 episodes. And we have no intention of stopping. So we don't know how many more episodes we're going to have of the podcast, but Steph and I are rolling. So we basically record every 2 weeks or so, mm-hmm. a couple episodes at a time. So let's jump into today's before we waste too much more time, because we took a long time talking about that. Before y'all check out, and we're going to do our 11th.
It's easy to do.
Our 11th thankful meditation. Hopefully you've been enjoying these. These are various quotes by various different Christian leaders, authors, pastors, they're all historical figures for the most part. And we're just reading these quotes that they've got about gratitude and thankfulness and trying to process through them and meditate on them a little bit out loud. And I hope you've been enjoying these. Some of these have been my favorite episodes that we've ever done on a podcast ever when I go back and listen to them, because they've been very helpful for me personally. So today's is a little weird, all right? It's a little weird. It's number 11. It's from Matthew Henry. Let me get this out, and then Steph will read the quote. Matthew Henry is... Matthew Henry authored one of the oldest and most used commentaries of all time. As a matter of fact, that commentary is free. And so if you go to somewhere of like, for example, BibleGateway.com or wherever, like online Bible places, Bible Gateway, for example, has Matthew Henry's commentary in there for free. So you don't have to actually own it, you know, buy the book or whatever. I have his commentary as a set in my office. A little harder to read, some old English kind of language, but that commentary is free online, which is really, really cool. It's a world famous commentary of the Bible. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. But this is a weird one. So, Steph, go for it, and we're going to try our best to meditate on Matthew Henry's weird statement.
Okay. I thank thee, first, because I was never robbed before. Second, because although they took my purse, they did not take my life. Third, although they took my all, it was not much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed.
All right, so I have no idea. Probably should have did some research. I have no idea whether he's talking about an actual event that happened when he got robbed or if this is just some sort of, you know, example that he's sharing of how to be thankful in a negative situation, right? Mm-hmm. Either way, whether it's real or whether he's just making it up as some sort of example, that's what he's getting at. So the whole point of the quote is, dude done got robbed, okay?
Yeah.
Have you ever been robbed, Steph?
Not that I know of.
I got robbed one time in Richmond, Virginia. I got hit in the back of the head with a brick.
Oh my! You actually got robbed.
Yes, robbed, like for real, robbed. We'll just start it off this way. I don't know. I got to tell the story now.
They've got to know.
Right. So I was doing some. I did nonprofit management coursework while I was a pastor. I was a pastor at Union when this happened, or maybe it was before Union. Anyway, it was really close to that time frame. So maybe 15 years ago, I was doing some coursework in Richmond through Virginia Commonwealth University. And I went up for the evening to stay the night. And then the next morning I had a class and I come back home. And so the way I did this is I stayed at the cheapest possible motel I could stay at because it was just me, right?
Yeah.
So I get on Priceline.com. Back then, I don't know if Priceline works this way now, but Priceline.com back then today, you would go on there and you would put in a price range. And if they could get you a hotel in that range, they would give it to you. So it was like you going, hey, I'll give you $30 if you can get me a hotel. And they'd be like, we'll see. And then they go, yes, you got it. But wherever they gave it to you at, you had to stay there. Right? So like it was no getting out of it. So I would put in these ridiculous prices to try to get these cheap rooms. So I think I put in like $25 and it gave me a hotel room. But of course it gave me a bad hotel, right?
Yeah.
In a bad area. The hotel was fine, but it was not in a great area. No big deal. It's just me. I'm a big guy and have my wife or kids with me. I don't care, right? I'm just going in to sleep and going to class. So I roll in. I get my room or whatever. I settle in for the night. I wake up at like 2 in the morning, thirsting to death, right? I'm so thirsty. And I went to drink some water out of the sink in my room. And it smelled stinky. And so I just couldn't do it. So then I went down to the drink machine right there in the hotel lobby. And the drink machine would not work. So I come back to my room and I grab my debit card only. It's 2-3 in the morning. I've got like pajamas on, which means basically some shorts and a shirt. Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I mean? I slide my boots on because I'm always wearing boots. And I didn't grab my wallet. Thank God. I just grabbed my debit card. And I walked out of the hotel, across the street, down the little lane to a gas station in this like downtown weird ghetto part of Richmond. And when I went to walk across the street, I all of a sudden felt like I was going to pass out. Something hit me in the back of the head, and it buckled me to my knees. I went to the ground, right? I mean, I don't know how I didn't get knocked out, but it was close to that. Like I was, you know, and I couldn't see. And when I opened up my eyes, there's this guy yelling at me, give me your money, give me your money, give me your money. And I was like, I don't have none, I don't have none. And so I reached in my pocket and I handed him my debit card because that's literally all I had on me. And he takes off running. And then a few minutes, and it's 3:00 in the morning. There's nobody around. There's no nothing, right? And when I come to, I see this brick behind me on the ground. It's got my blood on it, right? I feel the back of my head and there's blood on the back of my head, right? And I kind of come to and I'm like, okay, I think I just got robbed.
Oh, my goodness.
So then I go into the gas station. And the gas station attendant there, it's 3 in the morning, it's just us, calls the police. We make a report. My head was fine. I didn't need no stitches. I didn't go to the hospital. I didn't do nothing, but we made a little report. And, you know, like, I never heard a word about this at all, ever. And then, like, 3 months later, my debit card got mailed to me in the mail from the police department. But I had already canceled it. You know what I mean? Like the next morning I called the bank. Well, so when the sun came up, I called the bank and was like, somebody stole my debit card. So the guy got nothing. Thank God I didn't take my wallet with
me.
Yeah. But I got knocked out with a brick in the back of my head. I got robbed one time. So.
Whoa.
Back to the quote. That's a long story for no reason.
No.
So he's obviously putting together a situation where he really got robbed or he's pretending to be. But I think what he's getting at with this quote is, and it's a little weird, I think he's getting at that we can be thankful. There's something to be thankful about in all situations, even in something going wrong. And even in something happening to you that you didn't cause, right? Because I didn't call. I mean,
you just did it.
Yeah, it just, right, it just happened. Yeah. I didn't cause it. It just kind of happened. And so he says, I thank thee first. So I thank thee, meaning old style English here, KJV sounding language, God. First, because I was never robbed before. So instead of going, man, I got robbed, life sucks, this is horrible, it's like, hold up, you can be thankful and have gratitude in bad situations because there's still lots to be thankful for. Then he starts to make this list. So first off, he's thankful that he only got robbed his first time, that it's never happened before, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. And then he says, because they took my purse, they did not take my life. So in other words, I'm thankful that, I lost my money, but I didn't lose my life. They didn't kill me, right?
Wow.
And I'm thinking about this as I'm saying it in light of when I got robbed.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, in the moment, you're all, like, freaked out and pissed off. And you know what I mean? Like, life sucks, and how did this happen? But he's going through, there's so many levels of things to still be thankful about. So then they took my money, but they didn't take my life. Then he says, and all they took everything I had, so they took the whole purse. It won't that much to begin with, right? That's even cooler.
Yeah.
That's a different level right there. You know what I mean? So it's like then I'm going, well, at least I didn't have a lot to begin with. So
just material things.
Right? And I didn't have much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like this presentation of I'm just a regular old person. So when they took something, at least they didn't take a whole bunch of stuff, right? They just took my money, and I ain't got a lot of money to begin with. And then he says, fourthly, because it was I who was robbed because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed. So then he changes it to, and I got robbed, and I'm thankful that I'm not the person who was doing the robbing.
That's just
it's so crazy.
Crazy, right? How he broke that down.
Yeah. So it's like that last part is very interesting. That's the one that makes me think more than the rest of them, right?
Uh-huh.
So I get the first one, all right? So it's like first time I got robbed. I never got robbed before. So just how it goes, just life. And then it's like they took my money, but I didn't die, right? That's an easy one. I think we do that one all the time in bad situations.
Yeah.
You know, you ever had a car wreck?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, a car can be replaced, but I'm alive. You know what I mean? And so that one's an easy one to jump to. But then he starts to take it further that there's these deeper level of thankfulnesses that you can get to in any situation. And so when he gets to the next one, they took everything I had, but I didn't have much to begin with. That's a different way of looking at it. But that last one is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That last one's like putting yourself in the position of the person that was doing the robbing, right? So while I may have gotten robbed, I am thankful that whatever is going on in that person's life, at least that's not me, right? Because, you know, if somebody is having to hurt somebody or rob somebody for something, their life can't be but so good. You know what I mean? Like, and
yeah,
I'm not saying,
it can't be.
And I'm not trying to justify people robbing. Like,
no.
You know, do sometimes people rob because there's dire and desperate need and they have to? Sure. Are sometimes people doing this because they are mean-spirited and, you know, think it's easier just to take it from somebody else or whatever? Yes. But even having that level of even in being in that state of humanity is sad, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're in a position where you are in a position in life where you feel the need or you want to rob somebody, he's going, I'm thankful that I'm not that person. This is very deep because this is like going, even though I'm the victim, I'm thankful I'm not the perpetrator, right? So yes, I was victimized, but at least I'm not that person. that would, or at least I'm not in there in that state of life that they are in, that would cause them to do something harmful to somebody else. That is deep. And it's just, I think what he's getting to is, I think I'm reading it right, is that there is multiple levels of gratitude and thankfulness that happen in everyday life circumstances, but even in the bad stuff that happens to us, right? And this could help us. Like, what if we took part of our day that happened today, right? Let's just randomly make up something. So people that are listening, something happened today that you are just really bummed about. It bothers you. You're annoyed by it. Maybe you got hurt, you know, yeah, by it, whatever. Then you can take this exact same thing and go, well, this hurt me, but at least I haven't experienced this level of hurt like this before. Like, this has just happened to me this time. Or, and then you can take it even further. Well, maybe that happened, but, and they took this from me, but they didn't take this from me, you know? And so I can still be thankful. And then it's even further. It's like, well, and even though they took this from me, whatever it may be, the dignity, respect, whatever it is, it won't that big a deal anyway. You know what I mean? That's kind of the thought pattern. And then it gets to, well, at least I am not in the state of mind that that person is who did that to me. It's not, and we want to be careful with that last part, because I don't think he's saying to be thankful of, at least I'm not that person. You know, at least I'm better than that person. I think what he's getting to is a thankfulness of, I'm not in whatever state of life that person is in that would cause them to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah. I'm trying to think about it some more before I say anything.
It's a hard one. It's a hard one. But he's definitely not going, at least I'm not a robber. I'm not a thief. That's not it. I think it's getting to, at least I have not gone through whatever in life this person has gone through that would make them be this type of person. You know what I mean? So if you end up around somebody at work who, or at school or wherever, who is just ridiculously cynical or harsh or miserable, you know what I'm saying? You ever been around somebody who's just miserable?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just people just miserable.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And like, I think that, and they're driving you crazy, and they hurt your feelings, and they treat you poorly, or whatever it is, and you're in a setting where you just kind of take it. You ain't got no choice but to kind of take it. That's why I brought up work or school or whatever. This level of thankfulness is going, well, I'm just going to thank God that whatever hurt that they've had in their lives, I have not had. Because obviously this person is hurt in some way that would make them so stinking miserable. And God, I'm just thankful to you that I have not had, my life has not turned out that particular way to where I'm that miserable like that person is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty deep, pretty deep thought.
And going along with what you're saying, I guess the thing I keep seeing when I look at it too, it was like, and forth, because it was I who was pained and not I who caused pain to someone mm-hmm. else.
Yes, yes.
Like, that's kind of what I'm seeing
same
as well.
Same thing, right.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah, because it may have happened to me, but I'm glad it didn't happen, that I didn't cause it.
Didn't happen through me, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't happen through me. That's a similar way to say.
Yeah.
So I was talking
what
to a guy.
What you're saying, yeah.
This is something I said to somebody recently, and I had to make sure it was not going to come across weird. But there's a guy in our church. He might be listening to the podcast. I had to go see him in the hospital several months ago, maybe a year ago. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And basically overnight, he found out he was going to lose his leg, right? And I went and talked to him in the hospital, and it was an abrupt thing. It was scary. You know what I mean? You got to lose your leg. That's a scary thing. And when we were talking about it, he was like, I'm okay with it. I'm at peace. And he said, I would rather me lose a leg than somebody else lose a leg.
Wow.
I was like, that's a big thought.
Wow.
And it made me think of my dad. So my dad, over the last several years, has been going blind. All right? And so there is this, there was this thing that happened. We don't know what caused it, but it was irreversible. And it basically, his last sight was getting worse and worse and worse and worse. He was about to go completely blind. And so the doctors have sort of prepared. We don't know how to stop this or whatever. We're going to try these things. We don't think it's going to stop. By the way, just so everybody knows, it actually stopped. They figured out what to do, and so now it has curbed. But one of the reasons why me and Valerie and the kids went on our first out west trip was to take my dad to see the big sequoia trees that he'd always wanted to see because he was going to go blind, right? And there was a couple times on that trip where we're looking at stuff and Dad's like, I can't see what y'all are looking at. But when I was talking to my dad about this, Dad was like, I'm fine if I go blind. I was like, Dad, what are you talking about? You know, he's like, I've been able to see my whole life, so it'll be okay. I'll figure it out. And he literally means this. He's not the type of person who says those things.
Yeah,
he really does mean this. And so when I was talking to the guy with the leg thing, I was talking to him with my dad, I just had this thought of sometimes, this is going to sound weird. I don't even know if I should say it, but sometimes I think that if something like that's going to happen, right, to somebody, some people are better poised for it to happen to them than other people are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I felt with the guy with his leg, and that's what I felt with my dad. Because other people's lives would be destroyed. They could not handle the doubts and questions and problems that would come with why did this happen to me? And some people in their, I think it's faith, right? I think it's a depth.
Definitely.
I think it's a depth of faith and trust in God. I'm not saying that God picks to give people those things because they can handle it. I'm not saying that at all.
No.
What I'm saying is that certain people are better poised for whatever reason to walk through certain things on this earth than other people are poised to walk through. And with both of those two examples I gave you, both of them separately said, I would rather it be me than somebody else. And that's the same sort of thought here happening with this. Although Henry takes it even further and is putting you in the position of not somebody receiving this. Like, he's not saying, I'm glad it was me that got robbed and not somebody else. He's saying, at least I'm not the person doing the robbing, right?
Yeah.
Like, but you know what I mean? Does that make any sense? I probably shouldn't have went off on that tangent, but.
No, but you sharing those stories too, I think it's important for people to hear. Like, you can be going through the hardest thing,
yeah.
But. There's just something about how you look at it.
There is. And certain people with a depth of faith and a depth of trust.
Yeah.
And I also think it's based in thankfulness. Like my dad, who's about to lose his sight, right, is literally sitting there going, I've been able to see my whole life.
Yeah.
I'll be just fine, right? There's this depth of going, I'm so thankful and gratitude to God that he's let me see for this long. That if I lose it, I lose it. It is what it is, right? There's just this, and the same thing happened with the guy with his leg. That's the exact same thing he's saying. So I'm sitting in the hospital. His leg is going to be chopped off the next day while I'm there. And I literally say to him, some people are better poised for this stuff to happen to them than other people. I'm not saying God caused it. I'm not saying he picked you for it. I'm saying you are in a really good place for this, and a lot of people wouldn't be. Right?
Yeah.
And that's something to be thankful for too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's something to be to have gratitude and thankful, not just like to be thankful that God has given you, allowed you to have a depth of faith
yeah.
that allows you to accept things like this that happen and still keep a positive outlook about it. You know what I mean?
No, and I mean, since seeing him since that procedure,
yeah.
he has been nothing but kind, nothing
yeah.
but himself.
Yeah, there's not a lot of bitterness or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
And the same thing with my dad. Like, my dad meant that. So that's the cool thing is I knew he meant it when he said it.
Yeah.
Because that's just him. He rolls with life like nobody's business. I wish I could roll with life like that, right? And so it makes me stop and look and go, what's causing that person to roll with life circumstances in a way that other people can't roll with? I also think of your husband when I say this too.
Yeah.
Jonathan has this type of depth to him as well,
mm-hmm.
where he rolls with life.
He does.
Right? There's a steadiness. You know what I'm saying? And so it makes me pull back and go, like when that happened with my dad, I was very retrospective about it. I had to go like, what's different about a person who rolls with these things like this, who's steady like this, that's different than me? Because that ain't me. I would be hysterical, and I would blame God, and I would question, and I would be bitter, and you know what I mean? Like, and I'd turn into one of the miserable people we were talking about before.
Yeah.
What causes that? So this is what I think causes it. I think that there is a depth of faith and it's founded in, which is weird as we're talking about this, is founded in a depth of thankfulness and gratitude.
Yeah.
That is, first and foremost, I'm thankful to God. So whatever comes along, robbing, some sort of medical thing, whatever it is, whatever comes along, I still have plenty, more than in abundance to be thankful for, that's going to make me just not get bitter and depressed and down and question this one thing that does happen that doesn't go perfectly right. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Yeah.
This is deep.
It is deep.
Y'all don't see me, but I'm like sobbing in the mic. Yeah.
Steph's been crying for like 10, 15 minutes. She was actually crying at the beginning of the episode when we were praying.
Anyway, this has been a deep conversation.
It is. I didn't think it was going to go this way because this is a funky little quote, right? But this is what happens, and we'll wrap up. We'll wrap up because we probably need to. We definitely need to. This is what happens when you – this is a prime example of the power of meditation, right? This is the prime example of taking time to process Scripture, a quote from, you know, a great theologian, right, or biblical scholars, which you put Matthew Henry in that category. This is what happens when you take time to just literally – soak in and steep like tea, right? Into something. This is what happens with meditation. You go, let me think on this. Let me process this. And it starts to get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And I think that's where some actual change can actually happen, right? Because the whole goal of us doing this whole series is for us to literally grow gratitude and thankfulness, right? And I really do think a lot of gratitude and thankfulness has grown in our life when we meditate on God's words, we meditate on God's goodness. And then, of course, you can meditate on God's words by meditating on the words from His people too, which I think is what we're doing. This particular one is a good example. So, if everybody listening, you know, take some time and chew on this, or chew on anything, right? Like, you know, grab your key verse for the day and just chew on it. Just chew on it. Just talk about it. Just think about it. Does it mean this? What does it make me think of? What does it stir up in my soul? Right? Because what happened in that little quote is it stirred up in my soul this real life example of these people, which then made me go, you know, think back to the time frame when I was like, what's causing those? How can they handle that? How are they so steady? Right? They just got a deep faith. They got a trust. And there's a big piece of thankfulness that's in there. These people are naturally is the wrong word. They are disciplined now in thankfulness being just a common thing that they practice, right? Mm-hmm. That's my dad. My dad has been steady like that my whole life. And I don't think I've ever seen him question life. I have never seen my father question, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to us? Why did this happen in general? Never seen him question. Now, I don't know where you can get that from other than, God, you're good, and I'm thankful for you, and I trust you. You know what I mean? Like, it's trust. And life is just life, right? Like Matthew Henry's quote here, life, it just happens. But even when life happens, there is levels and levels and levels of things to be thankful for, even in the bad situation that happens. So anyway, that's a pretty good one. Weird, but good.
I really like this episode.
It's strange, but good. All right. That's all we got for this one. We're coming back next week. Episode 200 is next week, which is going to be,
wow,
by the way, a blooper reel of the weird crap that we have done on these mics. That most of the stuff is not in the episode. Most of the stuff is...
It's said like right before.
Before the episode. So I'm actually kind of scared because I don't know what's on there.
There's no telling.
I mean, it's because, like, if you just took the one today, it would be embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
I said some stuff that was embarrassing. You said some stuff that was embarrassing. My stomach made a noise. We thought it was a fart. It wasn't a fart. I mean, I just said that on here. But anyway, so that's coming up next week. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks
for being a part of the podcast in general. Once again, we're just literally doing this, to be honest. I'm going to be fully honest with you. 90% of us doing this podcast is self-serving. It's just helping us. And then the other 10% is hopefully it's helping you. That's really it. I'm just being honest. That's really it. So thank you for joining us once again.
Yes, we'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.